Life is so busy during the holiday season that it can be tough to keep up on the news. But people who have tickets to fly on Southwest may have time to hear this next story while they wait for the airline to work out cancellations and delays. NPR's Stacey Vanek-Smith asked how a winter storm hit this airline more than others.
Hillary Chang has been a Southwest Airlines devotee for years. Chang is 29, and she and her boyfriend travel a lot.
I am like a very loyal Southwest customer. I have a Southwest credit card. We actually only fly Southwest.
Chang and her boyfriend were booked on a Southwest flight on Christmas Day from Baltimore to LA with a connection in Houston. They arrived in Houston hours late, only to learn their flight to LA had been canceled. They were told to get their bags and try to rebook.
We hurried a baggage claim, and it's just bags everywhere. Probably over 1,000. It's like if you had Legos from a bucket and you were to dump them on the ground, that's what it looked like. So I'm not gonna lie, I was in tears, crying.
Southwest has canceled over 13,000 flights in the last few days, 10 times more than any other airline. Industry analyst Richard Abilafia says it's not surprising airlines struggled given the terrible storm as well as the staffing shortages they've been experiencing. But he says he never expected Southwest to emerge as the cancellation king.
They've got the best reputation for customer service and management agility. They're usually pretty good at responding to crises.
So what went wrong? The problem seems to be twofold. First, Abilafia says most airlines are on a so-called hub and spoke system. They pool resources in certain cities and route most of their flights through there. It is less efficient day-to-day, but it can make it easier to pivot when things go wrong. Southwest uses a so-called point-to-point system, which is leaner and more efficient, but also means resources are more scattered.
Their route system rendered it uniquely vulnerable to a storm-precipitated meltdown.
So did outdated technology. That is what the president of the Southwest Flight Attendants Union, Lynn Montgomery, told NPR.
The way that they have to notify their flight crews is a manual process. You actually have to talk to a crew scheduler.
Longtime Southwest loyalist Hillary Chang says that systems meltdown was on full display at the Houston airport on Christmas.
There were hundreds of people standing in line. It wrapped all the way around the building. You have like crying children and moms that are breastfeeding. And there are people who are elderly, like really bundled up because Houston just happened to be freezing on Christmas.
Chang and her boyfriend quickly realized they would have to fend for themselves. They rented a car and drove the 21 hours back to Los Angeles. Chang doesn't expect to get her suitcase back ever, which is really upsetting. Chang's boyfriend just proposed and the ring is on her finger, but the ring box was in her suitcase and she was hoping to save it as a keepsake. Chang says all of this has really shaken her years-long loyalty to Southwest.
I'm open to dating a new airline.
Social media is full of former Southwest loyalists saying they are done with the carrier. Meanwhile, Southwest CEO released a statement saying they're working to understand what went so wrong and are, quote, apologizing daily to staff and customers. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.